Hey there, amazing people. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the beautiful mess of human connection. Ever feel like you're speaking different languages in your relationships? Like you're both on the same page, but somehow ended up reading different books? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're diving into something super crucial: building healthy communication skills and conflict resolution. Because let's face it, life is messy, and sometimes those messy moments turn into full-blown epic battles. But fear not, my friends. This isn't about avoiding conflict that's just setting yourself up for a whole other set of problems down the road. This is about learning how to navigate those tricky waters with grace, understanding, and a whole lot of communication superpowers. We're talking tools you can actually use to transform those arguments from screaming matches into meaningful conversations, leaving everyone feeling heard, respected, and ultimately closer. Now hold onto your hats, because we've got 5 golden nuggets of wisdom waiting for us today. First up, active listening is not just about hearing the words, it's about truly understanding the emotions behind them. It's like being a detective, piecing together clues from tone of voice, body language, and those unspoken silences. When you really listen to what someone's saying, not just what they are saying, it builds a bridge of connection that's impossible to ignore. Second, let's talk about I statements. Ever felt like your partner is attacking you with "you always" or "you never"? Yikes. Those words can feel incredibly hurtful and create defensiveness faster than you can say relationship breakdown. But with I statements, you take ownership of your feelings without blaming the other person. Instead of saying "you're making me angry," try "I feel angry when." See the difference? It shifts the focus from blame to understanding. Third, practice empathy, literally stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. This doesn't mean agreeing with them, but it does mean acknowledging their feelings and experiences. Remember that everyone has their own unique story, their own set of fears, hopes, and dreams. Next up, learn to manage your own emotions. We all have those moments when our emotions take over, making us react impulsively instead of thoughtfully. Take a deep breath, count to 10, whatever it takes to create space between the feeling and the response. When you can regulate your own emotions, you're less likely to get swept away in a tidal wave of negativity. Finally, remember that compromise is key. It's not about one person winning and the other losing, but finding a solution that works for both of you. Be willing to bend, to negotiate, and to find common ground. After all, relationships are all about teamwork, right? Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You and your partner have had a rough day, work, deadlines, traffic, nightmares, the whole shebang. You come home exhausted, just wanting some peace and quiet. But then bam. The remote control is missing, your favorite dinner is burnt, and the dog has decided to shred your new slippers. Talk about a recipe for disaster. Without healthy communication skills, this situation could easily escalate into a full-blown argument. But with I statements, active listening, and a dash of empathy, things can take a completely different turn. Instead of blaming each other, you start by expressing your own feelings. "Hey, I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed after a long day. Could we maybe..." Then actively listen to your partner's perspective. "I understand that finding the remote was frustrating." And finally, work together to find a solution. "How about we take 10 minutes to de-stress before tackling dinner?" D. Suddenly, you're not fighting, you're collaborating. Remember, this podcast isn't just about information, it's about empowerment. We're arming ourselves with the tools to build stronger, more fulfilling relationships, one conversation at a time. So go out there, practice these tips, and watch those connections blossom. And don't forget to share your own experiences and insights in the comments below. Until next time, keep shining bright, amazing humans. And remember, healthy communication is always worth the effort.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.